Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin, Erevin 37. So back in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the Gemara talks about a person who wants to put an Erev Techumen so he can walk on Shabbos 2,000 extra Amos, but he doesn't know if he should put it in which direction, that maybe he needs to go to the east or go to the west. And so since he's not sure, he can make an Erev on a stipulation, whether I'm going to one place or the other. So then the Mishnah had said the following case, if a Chacham is coming from the east, he could say my Erev is to the east. If the Chacham of Talmud, the Torah scholar, is coming from the west, my Erev is to the west. Let's say there's a Chacham coming from both places. He says to the place that I want, I could go. If it's not coming to both places, he says, I'm going to be like Haredi Kaban Iriya, and I'm not going to go anywhere. Rabbi Huda taught Imhaya Echame and Rabbo that if one of the people was his Rebbe, then Holech Eitzel Rabbo, then he has to go to his Rebbe. But if they were both his Rebbe, then to the place where he wants he could go. So the Gemara says, Why do the Chachamim not say this idea that if both of them were his Rebbe, if one of them was his Rebbe, then he has to go to the place where his Rebbe, and the other one is not his Rebbe, he doesn't go there. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan zimnin denichle bechavrei tfemi Rabbi, because the Rabbanan are of the position that there are certain times we say that he prefers to study by somebody who's not his Rebbe. He prefers to study by his colleague as opposed to from his teacher. So Amar Rav, and Rav says, leisilo masnisa miditani ayu, that our Mishnah does not agree or is not consistent with what Ayo taught. The Tani Ayo, because Ayo taught, Rabbi Huda says, Ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. Ayo was of the position that a person cannot make a double stipulation. Rather, Elam ba chacham mizrach, Erev ul mizrach. If the chacham is coming from the east, then we have to say the Erev is from the east. And ba chacham ma'arev, if the chacham is coming from the west, we have to say the Erev is from the west. Av ulakan ulakan, but if the chacham is coming from both places, lo, that we can't make such an Erev. You can't make a stipulation about a Chacham is coming from both places. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Why do we say that if there is a Chacham coming from both places that you can't make such a stipulation? The Ein Breira, that because we don't have this idea of Breira. Breira is a concept that appears several times in Shas that allows you to say that retroactively it was clear what my initial intent was. So if that's the case, L'mizrach Marav Nami, well, then why would he be able to make a stipulation from the east or to the west? That should also not be acceptable. That's also a case where we should say Ein Breira. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Kfar Ba Chacham. No, in that case, the Chacham has already been there. You just don't know at the outset of Shabbos which way he was coming. But the Chacham was already there. You just were unaware. So it's not a pure case of Breira, because there it actually happened. You just are unaware. So the Gemara says, Adarabba. It's just the opposite. We should say that Ayo is wrong from the fact that our Mishnah says that you could say a case of Breira even in a case where it's a double stipulation, and Ayo says it's not like that. We should say Ayo is quoting a Braisa. Ayo should be wrong. Our Mishnah should be correct. The Mishnah is more authoritative than a Braisa. Mer says, Lo Salkadaitoch. Don't say that. Why? Because we know from other circumstances that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, does not agree with this concept of Breira, this concept of whether or not we say this idea of retroactively something is clear, whether or not we could apply it. The Tanan, we quote the Mishnah, Lokeach Yayin Mibein Akusim, that if there's a circumstance where a person wants to purchase wine from amongst the Kusim, and we know that the Kusim, Rashi says, this was prior before the rabbis made a decree about the wine of the Kusim. The Kusim were people who were, at one point, we thought they were Jewish, and then we discovered they were not, and then we made a takana about their wine, that we can't drink their wine. And so therefore, we have the position that Stam Kusim, that as a baseline, the Kusim do not separate their tithes. And so therefore, and this person wants to buy the wine, but he doesn't have, he has to separate his tithe from it, but he doesn't have a utensil to put the stuff, the truma meiser, in it. So what should he say? Omer shnei lugin sha'ani asit. So the person can stipulate, he said, the two lugin on top of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, on top of 37a, he says, the two lugin that I will, sha'ani asit offer, that in the future I will separate, haray in truma, near truma, that's 150, if that's all you need to take for a truma to the Kohen. Asara, the 10% from that, that's meiserish. And that's a tithe to the Levites. Tisha, the next 9% that I'm going to take, that's Meiser Sheni. That's 10% of what's remaining, which is 9 Lugin. That's the secondary tithe, which I have to drink in Jerusalem. And since I can't drink in Jerusalem, Umechel V'Shosa Miyad, Then, but once you separate this tithe in your mind, you could transfer its status onto a coin, and you could drink it immediately, even outside Jerusalem, and then you'll take that coin and drink it in Jerusalem. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we say the position of Breira, and so therefore, Rabbi Meir says you could separate the tithe that way, and then when all the wine is done, it's clear that what's remaining is the truma, the meiser, and the meiser sheni. But at the beginning, you could drink all the wine, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. So from this source, it seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. He must not hold from Breira. And then Gemara then discusses on our daf whether indeed this is the case, whether Rabbi Yehuda and other Rabbanan say this concept of Breira. So that's the question, whether or not Rabbi Yehuda says Breira, this idea of retroactively if something becomes clear. But I was very struck by this phrase that the Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda's position that you for sure, we assume the assumption is that you always want to go and study with your Rabbi. Why? Because Zimnin Denichle Bechavre Tfeme Rabbi. Yes, of course, you learn so much from your Rabbi, but sometimes you learn more from your colleagues than from your teacher. And sometimes people have different ways of learning. And also, even within the same person, sometimes it's better to learn from your Rabbi, but sometimes a person needs to learn with their peer. That way we grow more. And so that's the assumption. Where are you going to learn more from? The Rabbi Yehuda says always from your Rabbi. And the Rabbanan on the position, they say, no, sometimes you learn even more from your colleague than from your Rebbe.